The U.S. Coast Guard is seeking the public's help to find a person who's been calling them to report emergencies that are not happening, hoax calls. Here's Petty Officer Levi Reed, Public Affairs Supervisor based at the Coast Guard Station in Warrenton, Oregon.
The Coast Guard has received 22 false Mayday calls since April of 2016, which puts not only our responders in danger, but the general boating public in danger.
Mayday, Mayday, Mayday.
That's a recording of the fake distress call the Coast Guard has been receiving 22 times since April of this year. Experts say it's the same person calling each time. They also know he's calling from the local area.
Every call that we've received so far has been hit off of our tower on Megler Mountain and at a line of bearing of 183, which runs right across the river from Washington through Chinook, Washington, down into Warrenton and into Seaside. So we know the call is coming from that general area. The problem we've had so far is that we haven't had a second line of bearing from another tower, which would be able to give us a cross point and narrow down the area.
What does the person say when they call?
In most of the instances, this person has said just a short burst of Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. There's only been a couple instances where he actually had an extended talking. One of those, he said, "I am listing to starboard."
Listing hold to starboard and taking on water.
The Coast Guard is seeking the public's help in finding this hoax caller. They're hoping someone will recognize the voice or have heard something that would help identify this person. Here's why it's a problem. We live in an area where there are already many real distress calls happening, and fake calls distract from the Coast Guard's real job of rescuing people who are genuinely in trouble.
We respond upwards of 600 response calls a year, sometimes even closer to 1,000, where sometimes 300, 400 of those are actual emergency situations that we are going out and actually saving a life.
In their efforts to find out more about the caller, the Coast Guard turned to voice analysis experts at Carnegie Mellon University. They were able to tell a great deal about the person on the radio. The suspect is believed to be a white male, 35 to 40 years old, with an East Coast to Southeastern Coast accent. The analysis also, amazingly, puts the person at 5 feet 10 inches tall and up to 6 feet tall and 190 pounds. The penalties for this crime are daunting. Punishable by up to 6 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, a $5,000 civil fine, and reimbursement to the Coast Guard for operating costs incurred looking for someone who isn't there. The Coast Guard locally has spent close to $200,000 already responding to these fake calls. The calls have come in on VHF radio channel 16. This type of radio is used regularly by mariners, and channel 16 is the channel for distress calls. While the Coast Guard is aggressively trying to find this suspect, they also want to reassure good Samaritans out there that their agency relies on the public's help in their work, and that a call in good faith to the Coast Guard that turns out to be what's called a false report, not really an emergency after all, is not what this is about. So people should keep calling if they see someone in danger on the water. In the meantime, if you know anything about who did these hoax calls, you can call the Coast Guard's Sector Columbia River Command Center at 503-338-9021. For Coast Community Radio, I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.